Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The BBC reports SoftBank-owned UK chip designer Arm told staff it must suspend business with Huawei because its designs contain US-originating technology. The US has restricted domestic companies from doing business with Huawei, though a 90-day temporary license has eased those restrictions somewhat. Arm licenses its designs for processors used in the majority of mobile phones, including Huawei's own Kirin processor. Huawei can continue to make its existing chips, but cannot get assistance from Arm with implementing the designs and would be prevented from using Arm to develop new chips. Huawei told Reuters it is confident the situation can be resolved. Vodafone told The Verge it is temporarily pausing pre-orders of the Huawei Mate 20X 5G meant for Vodafone's forthcoming 5G services. Likewise, UK carrier EE says it will not launch the Mate 20X 5G for its 5G network until it can assure long-term usability. Huawei has a temporary license from the US to get access to security updates from Google until August 19th, but after that, it would have to wait until the updates show up as part of the Android open source project, which could cause delays. Japanese mobile carriers announced delays to the launch of Huawei phones on their networks earlier this week. Apple announced the 15-inch MacBook Pro will now come with 8-core and 6-core processors that should make it run about twice as fast as the previous quad-core models and 40% faster than the 6-core. The 13-inch MacBook Pro with Touch Bar will now come with Intel's 8th-gen quad-core processors, and Apple also announced three things regarding its keyboards. A new material in the keyboard mechanism that Apple says should reduce double-type and no-type issues. All Butterfly keyboards are now part of the Keyboard Service Program. And Apple promises faster repairs for those with problems with their keyboards. Older MacBooks needing repair may also get the new improved material. Google sent an email to some G Suite customers informing them that some passwords had been mistakenly stored unhashed on internal Google systems. It was an incorrect implementation in a feature that let G Suite admins set and recover passwords for their users. A separate problem caused unhashed passwords to be stored for up to 2 weeks for new G Suite customers at signup. Google said the drives the data was stored on were encrypted, just that the passwords were unhashed, and there was no evidence of misuse in either case. The features that caused the problem have been removed or fixed, and Google says it will reset passwords for any affected accounts not already changed. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority said Wednesday that Apple has committed to be clearer and more upfront with iPhone users about how software updates affect performance and battery health. A 2017 software update designed to extend battery life also slowed down the phone and caused concerns among users who were not informed of the change or given a choice in the trade-off. Ford announced its package delivery robot called Digit is now operational. The two-legged robot created by Agility Robots is meant to fold up for storage in a self-driving vehicle. When that vehicle arrives at a delivery destination, it makes a map of the terrain that it then shares with Digit. Digit then unfolds itself from the car and can carry packages of up to 40 pounds to the door. Microsoft's Windows 10 May 2019 update is available for download. It will roll out over the next few weeks to those with automatic updates on. You can also check Windows Update to see if yours is available and start it yourself, or you can download the ISO directly from Microsoft and install it manually. The update includes a new light theme, a Windows sandbox feature for safely running .exe files, the ability to pause OS updates, passwordless login, and the separation of Cortana and Search, among other new features. The Tor browser for Android is out of beta. Tor is based on Firefox, but uses a series of encrypted servers to hide IP address and protect identity. No iOS version is being developed because Apple does not allow apps to access the needed processes and requires all browsers use its engine. However, Tor does recommend Onion browser for iOS. U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in San Jose, California, has ruled that Qualcomm's licensing practices, quote, strangled competition. Judge Koh ordered Qualcomm to renegotiate licensing agreements at reasonable prices and refrain from threatening to cut off supplies. The judge ordered monitoring to ensure compliance. Qualcomm will seek a quick appeal to the Federal Appeals Court. Finally, the U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division has recommended the agency file a lawsuit to prevent a proposed merger of T-Mobile USA and Sprint. The U.S. FCC had earlier this week indicated it would approve the deal. The final decision now lies with the Antitrust Division Chief, Makan Delrahim. Sources tell Reuters that the decision is expected in about a month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening, and have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.